Can you expand a little bit about your perception of Mr. Miller's 19th century ideology?
Well, I think that that the Tea Party Express, while is a national media phenomenon, I don't believe it reflects Alaska's values. I think when you look at Alaskan communities, people value family, they value community, they value infrastructure, they value developing their communities, developing their infrastructure. And I think that the party of no is even more extreme in the Tea Party, because not only do they say no to progress in the form of things like developing Alaska through congressionally vetted appropriations, but they also say no to social progress, I believe, in the 20th century. So I think the Tea Party has been clear in rejecting many of the things the Department of Education, the Department of Energy, and other great progress that our society has made. So thank you for the question.
Were you surprised to see the results, and what was your reaction?
I think as Alaskans, we're all surprised. I think that again, Alaskans expressed a desire for change. I think that when you take a look at a broader Alaskan audience, that I think we're a more moderate people than what yesterday's election on the Republican side showed. And I think that while I think we're all a little bit surprised, I think that there's good reason to be optimistic for the future.
No,
yes, ma'am.
No one has approached you about potentially switching with somebody else. You've never heard that.
Excuse me, if you could hold your questions online, we'll give you an opportunity in just a moment. We're taking questions here in Anchorage now. We'll be back to you in just a moment. Go ahead.
No one's brought that up to
you. No, ma'am.
And how do you feel about even people asking you about it? Obviously, online, there's a lot of chatter that maybe you'd be replaced by somebody like former Governor Tony Noble.
I have no comment. I plan to run a principled race, a race based on my experience, again, a race that is the foundation of which is my 8 years of public service, against somebody who's never held an elected office. In fact, someone who's tried to run in the past and has lost at the state level. So I look forward, again, on the 1st of June, Joe Miller was a relative unknown. But I can guarantee you by the time November comes around, Scott McAdams will be a known name in the state of Alaska. Do I think I have a better chance of winning? I believe that we'll beat Joe Miller.
And you mentioned that Joe Miller wasn't unknown. One of the reasons why he became known was outside help from the Tea Party Express. Have you heard from National Democratic Party about financing for you?
I believe that Democrats all over Alaska and all over the country are excited about our candidacy. I believe that we will receive goodwill and support from Democrats all over the country, as well as moderates throughout the state of Alaska and even moderate Republicans. So we're looking forward to making that case to reasonable moderate Alaskans all over the state.
In terms of like the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, have you heard from those guys?
We continue to talk to lots of folks, but what we do know is wherever we go, we grow, and the people we talk to seem to be excited about our campaign, and we look forward to continuing to foster those relationships.
Let's give the folks online an opportunity. If you would identify yourselves, please, and then go ahead, and we'll take a few questions from those on the phone.
Scott, this is Phil Rucker at the Washington Post.
Hi, Phil.
I'm wondering if you could expand on your comments about the need to sort of modernize Alaska, and certainly Senator Stevens and Senator Murkowski have prided themselves in the amount of federal spending and pork, if you will, that they've been able to bring back to the state. That's something Joe Miller has said he would be against. I'm wondering why you think that's important to continue.
I think that, just briefly, I think that when you take a look at Alaska has not had the benefit of developing for both good and bad through the Industrial Revolution. When you take a look at 21st century economy, new and renewable energy platforms, I think that Alaska deserves to be at the forefront of national effort to create new models of how energy can be developed and delivered. So, while I take issue with this concept that Alaska somehow is pork laden. Alaska, like so many other Western states, has relied on our partners at the federal level to help us develop our infrastructure. But we're a young state, and we still have a long way to go.
Thank
Hi, Bob.
Could you tell us exactly what your commercial fishing experience was? Also, Senator Murkowski had received the endorsement of the United Fishermen of Alaska even before yesterday's election. What are you going to do to get that endorsement, assuming Senator Murkowski is not your opponent? And what are you going to do to assure fishermen that you're not a lackey for greedy interests?
Sure. You know, I think that the commercial fisheries go all the way down to the core of my identity. I learned to read, write, and reason in a town where 85 cents on the dollar came from commercial fisheries, being Petersburg, Alaska. I spent 5 years as a young man as a deckhand working in different commercial fisheries throughout the state. I seined in the southeast area. I seined in the Kodiak area. I hand-bait long-lined in the Gulf of Alaska and in the Bering Sea. So I've spent some time around the state, have an appreciation and have a great affinity for the lifestyle, for the culture, for the need for commercial fishing in our state, and what it brings to the overall fabric of our state. So as Alaska's next United States Senator, I'll work hard to earn the trust of Alaskan fishermen, and throughout this campaign, I'll be out in coastal communities talking to fishermen as much as I can.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It sounds like you think that Joe Miller has won this thing. Do you think there's a chance that Murkowski comes back and takes it?
You know, it's there's better minds than I as it relates to electioneering and reading the tea leaves. I think that certainly it's possible, but it's not probable that through the absentee ballots that Senator Murkowski comes back and defeats Joe Miller. But I wouldn't bet on it. You know, we haven't done the metric on that. We haven't looked at that. But again, anything's possible.
You were cited with a letter for not possibly not turning in your FEC disclosure forms. Do you have a why is that?
The campaign's aware of it, and we're taking care of that problem.
You had a pretty modest amount reported as of June. What have you collected in the last 2 months?
I don't have a running total, but we continue to work on fundraising every day.
Do you think you can match Joe Miller and his support from the Tea Party Express?
I believe we can.
How well do you know Lisa Murkowski? And can you just come, if this is the end of her career, can you come in on that?
Sure. I mean, I've been quoted by the AP as referring to Senator Murkowski as a articulate, talented, bright, and capable public servant. I appreciate her service. I think that it's unfortunate that it had to end on such a sour note from such a negative campaign that was orchestrated by the Tea Party Express that really mischaracterized her record. I've known Lisa Murkowski for a long time. I saw her as a state representative, as a local school board member. Saw her as a U.S. senator, as both a mayor and a leader in state school boarding. I think that I did see Senator Murkowski change over time, but I think this is a sad way for her to end on such a negative campaign.
Just to pick up on something she asked, you got to like your chances more against Miller than Murkowski, though, right?
Well, I mean, certainly for our campaign, and we are focusing now on Joe Miller and defeating Joe Miller. I mean, you know, just to be perfectly candid, I think that there are many things that I disagreed with, many things I agreed with Senator Murkowski, but I believe it's going to take all of our diligence, all of our hard work to ensure that Joe Miller and the Tea Party Express aren't able to take root in Alaska. Hi, Bob. You know, again, I guess the only thing I could say is I'm the only candidate in this race, as far as I'm aware, who's ever had a paycheck that's been tied to natural resource extraction in the state of Alaska. My stepdad worked logging roads for Reed Timber in Southeast Alaska when I was a kid. I've worked as a commercial fisherman. I'm not an Ivy League lawyer. I'm a local mayor who was prepared and educated in Alaska. As it relates to bringing Alaska's natural resources to market, I do believe that we have to be innovative in this climate. We have to work with people from all perspectives to convince folks that Alaska natural resources can be developed in an environmentally responsible and sustainable way. But I am for oil and gas development. I'm for strong, robust commercial fisheries, and I'll continue to champion Alaska's industry in Washington, D.C. Could you repeat the question?
What impact do you think Governor Palin, her endorsement in the primary, how is that going to play out in general?
I think that Sarah Palin is a larger figure at the national level than she is at the state level. I don't see her as being a big factor in this campaign, and we'll continue to focus on Joe Miller.
This is Lainey Welch, Fish Radio and Alaska Fish Bash.
Hi, Lainey. Absolutely.
What's your position on ocean zoning? And secondly, what is your position on the proposed Pebble Mine?
As Alaska's next United States Senator, I will put no affiliation, no loyalty, no entity above my commitment to Alaskans. And in so much, when I get to D.C., I'll stand up. I will fight for Alaskan fishermen against every policy that stands in the way of healthy fish stocks, healthy biomass. I'll stand up against any policy that puts Alaska's commercial fishermen in a bad position. As it relates to the Pebble Mine, I believe that as the largest red salmon fishery on the planet, I have friends who I grew up with, who put great treasure and time and heart and soul into buying permits out in Bristol Bay. I believe that's a fishery that needs to be enhanced, that needs to be maintained, and needs to be preserved throughout the next millennia.
I have a question
and
I'm sorry I haven't gone through your financial disclosures. Can you disclose what your salary is as mayor?
My salary as mayor is $500 a month. You're welcome.
You work for community schools, is that correct?
I do.
Is that something that you're going to keep up throughout this campaign?
I'm working on putting together a strategy over the next 2 months that'll allow me to be a full time candidate. The details of that I'll let folks know when they're finally put together.